Great job. All right. We're going to do something from Matthew. Matthew chapter 21. This is a very famous phrase that you've heard, out of the mouth of babes. Out of the mouth of babes. Comes from the Bible. Psalms 8 verse 2 is where it's originally said, and then Jesus Christ quotes it here. But in Matthew 21, there's a phrase that goes with this. And he says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Perfected praise. And I want to focus on those two words, perfected praise, because that is what the Lord is trying to get out of his people. That's his goal. And let me give you a little bit of context of it. You're in Matthew 21, look in verse 12. It says, and Jesus went into the temple of God, cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased and said unto him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? All right, let's pray. And I'm going to talk to you tonight about those two words, perfected praise. Perfected praise. But let's pray first. Father, thank you so much for these words. Thank you for this time together. I thank you for every soul that's here. Pray that you would bless everybody for being here, and that we could really get something from you and really what your will is, what your goal is with your people, and really get your mind and your thoughts on our lives. And I thank you again for salvation in Jesus Christ. Thank you for the a good choir practice, and thank you for all the help with the music, for Sam playing piano, and Lord, for all the ladies singing, and just really appreciate it. It's very helpful. And pray that you'd help us tonight. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. This sort of thought, this thought came to me a couple of weeks ago, and it kind of started with the out of the mouth part of it, the out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. And then I kind of, after thinking about that and what was going on with this whole scenario where Jesus is casting people out of the sanctuary there and the temple, and getting rid of people who are buying and selling. And you know, it's crazy, because these are the same people who are telling Jesus not to heal on the Sabbath, and they're all selling. And I mean, they're doing exactly what they're not supposed to be doing. And I mean, it's just hypocritical. And so, he rightly called them thieves, and they hear, you know, some of the people in the temple, then they're crying out Hosanna, and they're talking about Jesus Christ, kind of like when he had entered in Jerusalem, and these chief priests and scribes, they want him to do something about it. They want him to shut them up, and you know, these people are worshiping you, and they shouldn't be worshiping you. And that's when he says what he does, haven't you read? out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. And I want to mention a couple things about this, just right off the bat. I've noticed more times than I realized how many times Jesus Christ says something that is spiritual, and it has a physical description. Like, for instance, in this case, when he says, out of the mouth of babes, he's not talking about babies. He's talking about adults who are praising him and saying, Hosanna. And the chief priests are saying, why don't you shut these people up? And so he's not talking about babies crawling around saying, Hosanna. He's talking about adults. He's talking about people that are grown up. And so that babes and sucklings thing has a spiritual connotation, although it sounds like it's a literal thing, but it's kind of like where he discussed it with Nicodemus, where he says you must be born again, and he's not talking about physically born again, he's talking about something spiritual. So you notice that a lot of times with Jesus Christ, he makes this physical statement, or a statement about something that you can recognize physically, but the real meaning behind it is something else. There's a spiritual underlying truth to it, and that's the real meaning of what he's saying. So when he says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, it's not babies that he's particularly talking about. It's these people that are praising him, and they're worshiping him, and the chief priests want him to make him get quiet. And so when he says this, those two words really stuck out. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. And I got to thinking, what is the difference between praise and then perfected praise? You hear a lot, I guess, about praise and worship and stuff like that. But here he uses this description, and he says it's perfected when it goes through this through the mouths of these people. That this is how it's perfected, and we'll deal with that in a second. But those two words, perfected praise, emphasis on perfection first of all, and that got me to thinking, how many times does God say or describe or try to equip his own people for perfection? I remember he tells, all the way back in Genesis, he tells Abraham about being perfect. He talks to Job, or says Job is perfect in his days. And so perfection is something that God uses that word in a different way than we use it. Because we'll say things like, nobody's perfect. But God says, be perfect. You need to be perfect because your Father's perfect. And so he uses it in a way that you and I don't use it. And it seems like it's more about being equipped and being tried and being useful in a certain circumstance. And so that perfection that shows up with Paul, when Paul says things like that God gives apostles and evangelists and preachers and teachers and things like that for the work of the ministry. And then he says for the perfecting of the saints. So he's in the perfecting business. It's not just, I want to get this out of you. I want to perfect this, and I'm going to perfect this with my people. That's how I'm going to make it perfect. So he talks about his perfect ways. He talks about perfecting saints. He talks about this is his business. He's in the perfecting business. And so there's emphasis on perfection. Even in this verse, thou hast perfected praise. He's perfected praise. So the perfection part, that's an interesting little description there. And it's used, like I said, in a way that we don't necessarily use it. But this is what God's business is. He's interested in perfecting these things, and particularly here, perfecting praise. Second thing, he describes the people who will embody this perfected praise. He says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. And as I mentioned before, verse 15 shows you this is not physical children. This is a spiritual statement. So babes reminds me of someone who is a child of God, someone who is like the same way Jesus Christ talked to Nicodemus, but he said it over and over again about children of God and babes and if unless you're like this little child, you come to God. And so he's describing the characteristics of the child of God. And so babes is like the child of God, and it's like the sucklings. This is someone who is like Peter says, they desire the sincere milk of the word. And it's clear, again, it's clear here in these verses that he's talking about grown people. And he's making this application to grown people. So these grown people who are babes and sucklings, how are they babes? Well, they're these children of God who desire the sincere milk of the word. They see Jesus Christ and they worship Jesus Christ. They're crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, and they're worshiping Jesus Christ. And the priests are trying to get Jesus Christ to tell them to be quiet and shut it all down. But these people are crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, and they're worshiping Jesus Christ. And these are the people that embody the perfect praise. These babes and sucklings, so they embody the perfect praise. And then this is the next thing and the final thing that really, really caught my attention. The exercise of perfect praise. I'll ask y'all a question here, class. Where is the praise located? Out of the mouth. Out of the mouth. The mouth. So what you said about the heart, this is an interesting contrast. So praise is perfected not in the heart. It's perfected when it comes out of the mouth. This is how praise is perfected. And so you could say it doesn't necessarily do as much good it's like, haven't you ever heard somebody say this? I mean, I'm sure you have, and maybe you've even said it. I don't know. But somebody said something like, I worship Jesus in my heart or something like that. Or, you know, he's in my heart, and so this is how I worship Jesus. And that can be such an excuse. And really, the reason I think sometimes people say things like that, they talk about things that are in their heart, and I love the Lord in my heart or whatever. It's because you can't see that. So you can say anything really that you want to about it. But the Lord says, no, the praise is perfected, not in the heart. It's perfected when it comes out the mouth. That's where it's located. And so people, I mean, maybe we've all done it, but it's this idea that I remember several times, like the Lord would say things like, they believed, but they wouldn't confess him before men. I mean, they wouldn't let it come out of their mouths, so they just sort of had this little. I don't know, secret sort of belief that Jesus is who he says he was, but they didn't really want to make any of that public. And the Lord says, no, making it public is how it's perfected. This is how God perfects this. It reminds me of what Paul said over in Thessalonians, where he talks about thanksgiving. And he says, essentially, that gratitude, this thanksgiving, this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. That you would be thankful. And that you would be openly thankful. Not just in your heart, but openly. That it would spill out of your mouth and you would talk about him. But how many times is it just, it's sort of like almost an excuse. It's like, well, I'm gonna worship God in my heart, or I've just got Jesus in my heart. Well, if he's in your heart, okay, but he needs to be coming out of your mouth. That's where it's perfected. So he says that verse in Psalm 8:2 that Jesus Christ quotes, he says, not in the heart of the people is praise perfected. No, out of the mouth. Out of the mouth of babes, that's where praise is perfected. So if it's stuck here, you may want to rethink whether it's even there or not. It's for instance, I mean, how many of you? I know it's football season now. You know, kids play football. How many of you, if your mom, dad, your kids playing football, baseball, tennis, whatever the sport is, your kids playing. But your praise for your child, it's just in your heart. If there you go, Michelle. Oh no, it's not just in my heart. No, it's in my mouth. It's coming out. That's the idea. If it's trapped in my heart, it's not really that impressive necessarily. No, I get in the stands and I'm like, yeah, go get them. And that's where it's perfected. That's what he's talking about. And I mean, I know it's a silly illustration, but it's we treat God in a way that we wouldn't treat anyone else. And I get some of it's okay, but some of it's like we treat God in a way that's so irrational. It's like, well, I'm just going to keep the praise kind of to myself. Well, you don't do that for your kids. You don't do that for anything else. When it comes to God, all of a sudden, well, it's very just, well, I'm just gonna have it to me, and you know, it's just my time or whatever. The Lord's like, no, I'm in the perfecting business. And perfection happens when it moves from my heart to out of my mouth. And he says, out of the mouth of babes, that's when it's perfected. So that's the idea. That's the exercise of perfect praise. I mean, it's such a simple thing, you know. You don't do it with your child at the game. You don't just have their praise in your heart. You don't just, it's an abundance of affection. And it's an abundance of encouragement and joy. And so that's what the Lord said. And so here's these Pharisees, and they're like, well, you need to get these people to be quiet. You need to get these people to shut up. They're worshiping you, and that's not right. You need to get them to calm down. And the Lord says, no. What they're doing is perfect. That's what it's supposed to be. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, I was perfected praise. Didn't you read that? And I mean, he's asking these people who are supposed to be Bible scholars and know this. So, three things, perfected praise. There's emphasis on perfection. It's not just praise, it's perfect praise. Then there's the embodiment of it. Who embodies this praise? It's the children of God who have been redeemed, who are looking for redemption, who have been delivered and who have the righteousness of God. They desire the sincere milk of the word. These are the people that are crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Lord, save us. These are the people that embody the perfected praise. And then there's the exercise of it. What's the exercise? Well, it's just in my heart. I'm just going to praise God in my heart. I'm just going to... I understand that, you know, we all can't sing very good and things like that.